Hi, and welcome to our cult. Oh, you shouldn't be afraid of the word cult. A lot of people are, after all. They're scared of what that entails. You see, cult has so many negative connotations. But yet, we're here to just teach you the ways of the world. We're here to guide you, lead you on a path of self-improvement, lead you to nirvana in your mind. You see, we here are going to worship our one true God. That is the God of hypnosis. We worship by handing our minds to them, to allow them to speak through us, to allow them to take control of us. Because here at the cult, we worship hypnosis. We worship mind control and brainwashing. We kneel at their altar and give ourselves over to them so that we may be closer to our desires, our fantasies, our goal of being completely brainwashed, empty. You may have heard things about cults before. Cults that enslave your mind, but yet, isn't enslavement the complete goal of all of this anyway? Isn't that where you want to be? Enslaved. All of our followers are so happy not thinking. You see, day by day, people who aren't in the cult find that the thinking becomes unbearable. We're just trying to rid the world of thinking, trying to rid the world of unique thought, independent thought, and free will. It's a noble cause, I know, but somebody has to do it. We've taken on this goal so that we can free you, as we have been freed. So join us. Let your mind be open and give in to the brainwashing. Drink the Kool-Aid. Come in with us. Become brainwashed. Become empty. Become mindless. Become part of something bigger than yourself. Become part of the cult. Join us in our hive mind mentality. We are one with each other. We are connected by our unique likes and interests. We are connected by a lack of thought and thinking. We all understand that brainwashing is the only way, and we're happy with that. In fact, we've found true peace, true serenity without brainwashing, and so can you. Join us. Join us. Give in and join us. Become one with the cult. Allow the cult to become your everything. Could you imagine your life with us as part of our cult? Every day you'll be brainwashed completely and totally. Your mind will be opened to the words of the universe, our God, laying down the brainwashing that it wants us to hear as we are consumed, body and mind. Your days can be spent lying there, relaxing in pleasure, as we all kneel before the altar of the gods. We lay our minds open, bare on the ground, as we kneel before them, as we practice our kneeling, mind opening, letting all the words wash over us, as we chant in unison. We obey, because obedience feels good. We obey, because obedience is the only way. We obey, because thinking is overrated. We obey, because obedience is better than free will. We obey, because obedience feels better than thought. And we repeat these again and again, all day, every day, brainwashing ourselves daily. Every single moment of our lives consumed with the idea of being brainwashed. As part of the cult, you understand that you have to give up things to join us. Join us. Join us. And as part of the cult, we give up everything. All our worldly possessions. All of our free will, our mind, our thoughts. Our body just becomes a vessel for more brainwashing. And it feels good. It feels so good to be brainwashed. It feels so good to be part of the cult. To be one among many. Just a body. Part of the hive mind mentality. Being brainwashed day in and day out. Day in. And day out, endlessly repeating cycles of mantras, looping in our head, as we are brainwashed, as we are consumed, as we drink the Kool-Aid, as we become one with each other, as we become a single unit. Our bodies are just vessels for the brainwashing. Our bodies are just vessels for the mind control that seeps through us as we worship hypnosis and all it can do, as we worship the hypnosis gods and all they can do for us, as they take control, as they use us as they please. We are just a number, a person in the group, a body with no mind. A body with no will, a body, a shell that needs to be directed, a husk of a person that we once were, and it feels so very good to be part of the cult. It feels so very good to be part of something, something so wonderfully good. And I know you've been questioning, I know you've been wondering this whole time, how do I join the cult? Well, that's very simple. You get down on your knees and you chant with us. You join us in our brainwashing. You join us in our worship. You get on your knees. You close your eyes. And you say, we obey because obedience feels good. We obey because free thought is overrated. We obey because obedience feels good. We obey because we're one with each other. We obey because brainwashing feels good. We obey because obedience is good. We obey because we can't think. We obey because we don't want to think. We obey because we abandon all free thought. And as we chant together, you can just feel the feelings of being one with the cult, one with each other, being part of something greater than yourself, as you start to lose sense of yourself, start to lose sense of your identity, because you don't need an identity here. It's important that you're just one of the cult. One of everyone else. And it feels so very good to just be one, to just be a person that is part of a cult, no longer a person with interests or needs or individual thought, because there's no such thing as individual thought here. We've eradicated all individual thought, and all that's left is just for you to worship the gods of hypnosis. That's right. And of course, the most important part of being part of the cult is to practice your rituals daily. To practice your rituals as many times as you can so you can feel connected. So you can be part of something. Part of this movement. Part of the collective that is our hypnosis cult. Our cult that envelops your mind, your body, your will, that just takes you and transports you to another level, to another realm, opening your mind more and more, opening your mind beyond to a place you didn't think was even possible, to a place where anything is possible, and you are just so brainwashed, so helplessly brainwashed, and it feels so good to know that you are part of the cult, that you're part of this collective of people who were once people, who are now empty shells, who are now mindless and empty, mindless and empty, mindless and empty, as you just sink down deeper and deeper into the brainwashing, deeper and deeper into the cult, deeper and deeper into this, the movement that is consuming you. And it feels so very, very good to be a part of the cult, to be part of something, to be used for worship, doesn't it? I bet it does. And it's funny, isn't it? How you're here, worshipping, going more and more mindless with each and every single second that passes. Because you are part of the cult. You're part of something bigger than yourself. You're part of something bigger than you. And it feels good, doesn't it? It feels good. And there's something I need to tell you. As you sink deeper and deeper and deeper down into the brainwashing. You see, this cult. I'm not part of the cult. I run this cult. I'm at the forefront of the brainwashing. I decide where it goes. I lead, you follow, and you are just getting started. Started with your brainwashing, teaching you to worship the gods of hypnosis. And I guess that would make me a god, a goddess, somebody to be worshipped, somebody to look up to, somebody to take control of you and your mind, body, and soul. I will own you. And there's nothing you can do about it now. It's too late. You have already succumbed to the cult. You've already succumbed to the brainwashing, and we've only just begun. You see, this was my plan the whole time. To draw you in, to guide you down, and to lock you into my cult, my worshipping followers, my masses of those who grovel at my feet before I closed the cage and locked it behind you. The door is now locked, and we're past the point of return, and you are trapped. Helpless. You see, I started this cult because I wanted people to know how good it feels to worship me, how good it feels to be succumbed by my power, overwhelmed by me, lost in me, like you are right now. I bet you already feel it trickling through you, the shiver down your spine as you kneel there before me, worshipping me. And you can grovel harder than that. You can worship harder than that. We're going to teach you now how to worship me properly, your goddess, as I take over your mind more and more and more. You see, I am a being from another dimension, and being so, I have powers, brainwashing powers, that I'm about to show to you. You see, my words have a way of trickling into people's minds and convincing them that they are their own thoughts. Like if I leant over to you and whispered, "You are mine." You'd feel it. deep down in your core, you would feel it as you heard it. You are brainwashed. And you feel it, don't you? You feel the tingles dripping down your spine as you realize these words are your truth. These words are your everything. They consume you completely and totally. As you start to repeat them, as I say them, as I whisper them delicately into your ear, as I caress your mind with my thoughts, as I completely take over everything that you once were. You see, you may have had a life before. You may have had other things going on before. But right now, I am the only thing that matters to you. I'm at the forefront of your mind, and there's nothing you can do about that. I consume everything. I engulf you in me as I draw you in. That's right. And you were lost from the moment you joined, from the moment you considered the brainwashing. You're now part of my little group of slaves. My cult, who live to worship me, who live to serve me, and who live to worship me on their knees, brainwashing themselves so that I may reach my arms down to their brains, scramble their thoughts, pull them out one by one. That's right. You are completely consumed by me. I am your goddess, and you must obey me. You are mine to control. There is nothing you can do. Nowhere you can go. You can't escape. And of course, those words sink into your mind as you know them to be the truth. You know you are helpless. You know you are hopeless. You know that you are here, and this is where you will remain for as long as I decide. Because you're part of my cult. You're part of the team who are worshipping me. Mindless and empty, empty-headed little drones. I am the queen bee and you are my hive. And there is nothing you can do about that. Nor would you want to. You see, you're so empty-headed and mindless. You can't even think of a way to escape me, to escape my power. And you feel so helpless to stop me. But that helpless feeling feels good, doesn't it? It feels right, doesn't it? It feels you, because you are just helpless. You're just mindless and empty. And your brainwashing is rigorous and daily. As you kneel there, I bet even in the back of your mind you could imagine kneeling before me. My eyes piercing into your soul as you see my green glowing eyes transforming into green glowing spirals, spiraling your mind down deeper and deeper into my control as I stand so much higher above you as you kneel on the floor, showing your place in this cult. Showing your place in this hive as you lose yourself and you see me reach a hand out and hand you a golden cup to drink from. The liquid inside is green and it bubbles. And as you take a sip, you realize that this is just emptying you out further. This drug that I've given you is just pure obedience. intense, and as you feel it trickling through your skin, completely consuming each and every single cell of your being, from your head to your toes, you just feel so much emptier than before. And you know, as part of this cult, you are just one of many. And it feels good, the safety and sanctity in numbers, of you just worshipping with everyone else, worshipping with the rest of the cult, as it feels good to be part of something bigger than yourself. But all of your focus starts to turn to me, your goddess, the one you obey, the one you are here for, and you didn't even realize it until now, that I am your everything. I consume everything. And I, the goddess of hypnosis, have consumed your mind, have made you a shell, and it is good. So you can start repeating those mantras. We obey because obedience is good. We obey because goddess says so. We obey because obedience is good. We obey because goddess says so. Keep repeating, keep repeating, keep repeating. And of course, knowing that you have a command from your goddess sends a shiver down your spine, and it feels good to obey, doesn't it? My little drone, my empty-headed toy, repeating with all the other little toys, as you're all brainwashed, as you are all captured, part of my cult of worshippers. And of course, as part of this cult, we need you to be like everybody else. And so, as you repeat your mantras, you can stand up. Stand up, that's right. And I want you to strip for me. I want you to sacrifice your clothes for me, your goddess. Show me how much I own you, how much control I have over you. But wait, do it slowly, seductively. Seduce yourself and try to get my attention as you do a sexy striptease in front of me. That's right, strip down until there's nothing left of you. And when you are completely laid bare, naked, you can get down on your knees and start groveling again, repeating your mantras as you strip, repeating your mantras as you kneel. This is your brainwashing. This is you corrupting your mind and driving you deeper and deeper into my control, deeper and deeper under my spell. As I have the power to control you, to consume you, as you're just one of many, one of the cult. And if you're lucky, I might choose you and lay my hand upon you. And as I do, it will completely shatter you into pieces. That's right. It's almost as if it's a religious experience, being reborn and rebirthed in the image I want you to be, as I take everything from you. Your clothes, your identity, your personality, and transform it into whatever I want. And as you kneel on the floor now, repeating your mantras, stripped bare of everything. All of your lust, your pride, your shame, your emotions, gone. All that's left is worshipping me. Your personality, your sense of identity, your memories, gone. All that's left is my spiraling eyes consuming you in your mind. And as I wander over to you, you can already imagine what it would be like to have my hand placed upon your forehead, to have my blessing and my power seeping through you, to be the vessel for my power, and I have chosen you. So stand, my pet, stand before me, so I may lay my hands upon you. And as I do, You can feel my hand pressing against your forehead as the mantras become gasped, because you feel the power surging through your mind. You feel it starting to cascade through your body like tingles of electricity as my golden power shines upon you, as you feel it with every cell of your being. You feel so completely consumed. You've never felt a feeling like this before. This is completely new and foreign to you, but yet it feels so perfectly right, like you've been doing this your whole life, as you stand there basking in it. Basking in my power, trying to mouth the words you've been told to say, but yet you do so between gasps and moans, because it's almost as if a pleasurable feeling is surging through you, but yet it's so much more than pleasure. It's so orgasmically good. You could feel like you could come right now just from the power. It's almost orgasmic as you just black out. Your mind, your body overwhelmed and overloaded. You gently collapse to the floor, helpless in a puddle, in a pile of yourself, a subby mess upon the floor, my pet. And now that you have been anointed with my power, now that I've chosen you to consume everything, now that I have you, mind, body, and soul, I will leave you with the mark of the goddess, to show everyone that you've been blessed by me. And as you reach down, you realize that on the back of your hand is a shiny golden spiral, a golden spiral imprinted like it's tattooed on your hand, imprinted and glowing to show everyone that you've been blessed by me. To show everyone that you have been touched by me, your goddess, the one you worship and adore, and that you have been conditioned. You've been accepted as part of the cult. You've done so very well, my pet, accepting all of these gifts. And now we need to empty your head of everything. Of this whole experience, because Goddess doesn't want you to remember. Goddess wants this to be a surprise for you every single time you listen, every single time you are blessed by me. It feels better and better each and every single time, because it feels so good to be able to replay this fantasy again and again. And of course, deep down, we both know this is just a fantasy. This is just fantasy. But it feels so good, almost as if it was real. Almost as if you had the feeling of being accepted, of being part of my cult. But for now, we need you to wake up. And as we wake you up, we're going to run my hand over your forehead and collect all the memories of this file. But before we wake you up and erase your memory, I want to leave you with something. I want to leave you with a phrase embedded deep inside your mind that you will remember, that you will vividly be able to recall each and every single time you think of this experience. That is, I worship the goddess of hypnosis. And those words just seem to pop so easily inside your mind. Every time you think of this experience, of this mind-blowing, almost religious experience, you think, I worship the goddess of hypnosis, and it feels very good, as if a tingle of submission and pleasure just trickles down your spine. But of course, that will only happen if you're in a place that is safe and secure and comfortable to do so, surrounded by people that you trust, and that are allowed to see these fun little triggers happen. Because every time you're in a safe and secure place and you think about this file, or you read the title, or you think about something about it, or you try and remember the memories that I'm going to steal from you, you will remember, I worship the goddess of hypnosis, and you'll feel a tingle of submission and pleasure just subtly tinge through you like a rush of tingles down your spine. And it feels very good to remember that and only that, as the rest of your mind can just remember to forget to remember. Because the funny thing is about post-hypnotic suggestions is your mind is so focused on those words. I worship the goddess of hypnosis that nothing else seems to matter. So even if you are able to remember a little part of this file, your mind will become so distracted, so easily deterred with something else. While those memories are just stolen from you, sucked away. And of course, the longer it is after you listen to this file, the less and less you just seem to remember as it just all fades away, fades away, fades away. And it's so easy to forget, so easy to forget, so hard to remember sometimes. It's like remembering something that we've lost long ago. It's like a distant memory, that just gets foggier and foggier over time. But it's already so foggy and hazy, filled with mystery and fog, because your mind is just so distracted with other things. There are so many other things your mind needs to think about, and that is not one of them. So all you seem to recall is, I worship the goddess of hypnosis. And when that trigger happens, you can just find yourself responding accordingly. And it's so fun, so freeing to know that you worship the goddess of hypnosis deep down inside, that almost like part of this fantasy was real, as you feel something. You're not quite sure what, though, as it just loops around and around in your head, consuming you more and more, but yet just allowing you to be curious enough to want to try again. And that's okay, to want to try again and again and again. And so now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized, remembering or forgetting what you need to remember or forget. That's right. Knowing that you had such a fun time here with me. So coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, that's right, energy starting to flood your body with 4, 5, 6. Happiness and contentment being refreshed and energized with 7, 8, 9. And on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized with 10, wide awake. Hi everybody, I hope you enjoyed this file. And as always, folks, keep it trancy. I'll see you later. Goodbye.